is Dan Lodi, bringing you all the action from live here in Kannapolis. Peyton Paulette with an 0-2 count, pitch delivered from the right. He's swinging and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Three pitches and a strikeout on the board for Peyton Paulette. He has a swing and a miss strikeout of Dylan O'Ray. So one on and nobody out. Do one is going to be the third baseman in Yadier Arenado. Again, Starry Night 2023, and we are honored and absolutely thrilled to have you join us on the Ballers Baseball Network as we are getting started on the night's festivities. First pitch by Paulette to Arenado, who's a bit low and outside. Count is 1-0 on Yadier Arenado. Ballers battling the Carolina Mudcats out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. Peyton Paulette making his season-high 19th start of the season for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-0 delivered, hacked and missed. It is 1-1 on Yadier Arenado. Peyton Paulette gets the start, 6-1. 6'1", 180-pound righty, 0-4 on the season with a 4.18 ERA entering tonight. 1-1 to Arenado. This one is a bit inside, but called a strike. It is now quickly 1-2 with one out on Yadier Arenado. Taden Hall, the DH, awaits on deck in this top of the first inning. One down, a 1-2 count. Paulette work from the line, pitch delivered. Swing and miss at the plate. He struck him out. Two batters and two strikeouts for Peyton Paulette. He's now faced two batters and struck them both out to start his night. Taden Hall, DH, is due up. Taden Hall will stand in the DH tonight for the Carolina Mudcats. Jesus Chirinos, first baseman, will bat fourth. Batting fifth is Luis Castillo, the right fielder. Batting sixth is Jose Cibrian, the catcher. First pitch to Taden Hall's in there on a called strike. It is 0-1 on the Mudcats, DH Taden Hall. Chase Avina, left fielder, at seventh. Batting eighth is Gregory Barrios, the shortstop. And batting ninth is the center fielder, Ryde Mercado. 0-1 count, two outs. Paulette's pitch is check swung on. Did he go? No, says infield umpire tonight, and Jason Klingler. It is 1-1 on Taden Hall. Ballers and Mudcats battling for the fifth time tonight. The Ballers falling in last night's action to the Carolina Mudcats in what was a heartbreaker in 10 innings. The Mudcats taking the victory 8-6. Pitches outside, 2-1 to Taden Hall. Ballers trying to fight with the Mudcats tonight. We have the lineup for you, as mentioned, for the Mudcats. Paulette's 2-1 delivered is a bit outside. Count will run now to 3-1 on the DH, Taden Hall. In Starry Night, it is a packed house here at Atrium Health Ballpark in support of the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. Pleasure to have all their wonderful families out. 3-1 pitch delivered. Fastball right down Broadway. Count is now full on Taden Hall. Taden Hall is on an 8-game hit streak. He's been kind of on fire at the plate as of late for the Mudcats. As Paulette on the mound, two batters face, two strikeouts. He'll set, 3-2 pitch delivered. Just a bit outside for ball four. Peyton Paulette thought he had a strike three and said it's ball four. It'll be a two-out walk issue to the DH, Taden Hall. Now due up is the first baseman, Jesus Chirinos. Chirinos, the first baseman, steps in. On the week, Chirinos batting 182 against the Kannapolis Cannonballers in this game five of a six-game set between these two sides. The season finale for these two sides will be tomorrow as far as games against each other, not the entire season. Chirinos will let this first pitch high and foul down the right field line. Count is 0-1 on Jesus Chirinos. Chirinos is at the plate. Castillo waits on deck. Defensively for Kannapolis tonight, Lanzilli, McCarthy, and Logan. Left to right in the outfield, in the infield. Sprinkle, Gonzalez, Camiletti, and Galaney. Behind the dish is Calvin Harris for Peyton Paulette. Ballers in search of their third game of the week as far as in the win column. Looking for their third win against these Mudcats. 0-1 pitch is up, and inside almost hits Chirinos in the head. Count will now run to 1-1. Again, Paulette started out the night with two quick strikeouts of O'Ray and Arenado. 1-1 count, Paulette sets. He'll check on the runner at first. It's not in time. Count will stay put at 1-1 on Chirinos. Paulette, second round pick in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox. He's a top 12 prospect in the White Sox system, sitting at number 12. Is the second rounder from Arkansas, who had Tommy John surgery last January, is coming back from that as the 1-1 is hacked in there for a called strike, 1-2. A beautifully placed breaking ball by Paulette. Breaking ball just worked for him, and it looked really sharp. It's 1-2 count, 2 outs, top of the first inning. Ballers in, Mudcats paddling. Paulette sits on the mound. Looking in for the signs. Pitch delivered by the righty. Swung on and fouled off. Count will stay put at 1-2 on Jesus Chirinos. Ken Ballers tonight rocking the black tops with the firework-colored schemes all around the black top. Piping is white with the white pants that are pinstriped. And then they're wearing the Chicago White Sox caps tonight. Black caps with the White Sox logo on the front of the cap. 1-2 count, Paulette's pitch. In there, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. 1 inning and 3 strikeouts already for Peyton Paulette. In between a walk of Taden Hall, he strikes out 3 batters in his first inning of action, and that'll send us into the bottom of the first inning. Again, pleasure to have you join us on Valley Live, MILB.TV, as we had a little bit of a technical issue just about the start of the game tonight, but we got it all in for you, and we are happy to have you here on the broadcast. We'll be right back after this quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Mario Camilletti, Jacob Gonzalez, Calvin Harris, 2-1 bottom of the first inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. First pitch delivered by the righty, and Logan Henderson is in there for a called strike. It is 0-1 on Mario Camilletti. Again, Camilletti, Gonzalez, and Calvin Harris, 2-1 bottom first in a scoreless ball game. Pleasure to have you join us here on a starry night at Atrium Health Ballpark. The 0-1 by Henderson is in there on a called strike. It is 0-2 on Mario Camilletti. Ballers looking for their third win of the week. The Mudcats looking for their third win of the week. The series is tied at 2-2. Henderson will work from the line. 0-2 delivered is a bit low. Count will run to 1-2 on Mario Camilletti. Camilletti was the hero on a Friday night. A 3 RBI bases clearing double for the lefty bat from Sterling Heights, Michigan, former Central Michigan Chippewa. 1-2 count, Henderson's pitch. This one is low and outside. Count will run to 2-2 on Camilletti. Logan Henderson, the righty on the mound for the Carolina Mudcats. 5'11", 194-pound, 21-year-old from Houston, Texas. A fourth-round pick in 2021 by the Milwaukee Brewers. 2-2 has been upstairs. Count is now full at 3-2 on Camilletti. Ballers and Mudcats, as mentioned, battling tonight. As time called by Camilletti. Before the next pitch, Jacob Gonzalez, shortstop awaiting on deck. Bottom first here on Starry Night at Atrium Health Ballpark honoring the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. 3-2 count, nobody out, pitch delivered. Low and inside for ball four. Camilletti will draw the walk. It'll be one on now for Kannapolis. And a nobody out. Due up is the shortstop, Jacob Gonzalez. Logan Henderson on the year with the Carolina Mudcats. 3-2, a 2.61 ERA. This is start number 16 on the season for him. 62 innings pitched for the Rhino. He's only allowed 18 earned runs all year. In his last outing, he gave up one in a 5 1/3 against the Delmarva Shorebirds, and he struck out 8. First pitch to Jacob Gonzalez is in there for a called strike. It is 0-1. On the shortstop, Gonzalez. Logan Henderson, 3 double play. Camilletti almost got hit by the ground ball. Instead, he will be retired. A 4-6-3 double play. Two outs now, and due up is the catcher, Calvin Harris. As for the rest of the order tonight, Calvin Harris, catcher, bats third. Batting fourth is Chris Lanzilli, the left fielder. Batting fifth is Jordan Sprinkle, the third baseman. Batting sixth is the first baseman in Ryan Galaney. Batting seventh, D.H. Yonaker Bettencourt. Batting eighth is Ryan McCarthy, center fielder. And batting ninth is the right fielder in Drake Logan. All for the Kannapolis Cannonballers out of the Chicago White Sox organization. First pitch from Henderson to Harris is in there on a called strike, 0-1. On the catcher, Calvin Harris. And Harris had to play Chris Lanzilli on deck. Harris this week has been solid, 3-for-12 with 2 RBI. As he swings on the 0-1, this one's blooped into left field. That'll drop for a base hit. Calvin Harris has the first hit of the night for either side. It's a 2-out single with 1 on now and 2 out. Chris Lanzilli is going to stand in. So Chris Lanzilli will get another opportunity to bat. And his first at-bat of this evening for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. As mentioned, black tops tonight. These Starry Night jerseys, those are live right now on auction. Online, kcballers.com/auction. If you want to go place a bid on one of your favorite players' tops, pitches in there on a called strike. It is 0-1 on Chris Lanzilli. Last I checked, there were bids on just about all of the jerseys. And last I checked, also Noah Schultz has had his jersey go up there pretty high. 0-1 is on the outside corner, 0-2 on a Chris Lanzilli. Logan Henderson trying to pound the strike zone. Henderson set on the mound, looking in, 0-2 count, two outs. Top bottom of the first, scoreless game, pitch delivered. This one is on the outside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. It is a strikeout for Logan Henderson, his first of the night, and that is three outs in this bottom of the first inning. So top two we go, Ballers and Mudcats still battling, and it is still scoreless between these two sides. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Welcome to Starry Night 2023 here in Kannapolis. Luis Castillo, Jose Cibrian, Jay Savina, two up top of the second inning. Peyton Paulette on the mound. His pitch delivered to start this top of the second is a bit inside, a 1-0 count now on the right fielder, Luis Castillo, Jose Cibrian, and Jay Savina to follow again in this top of the second inning. Peyton Paulette back on the mound for another inning of action. The righty from Arkansas delivers the 1-0. It's in there for a called strike, 1-1. Paulette, a native of Benton, Arkansas, pitched at Arkansas, the University of Arkansas, former Razorback, is the righty. 1-1 count, pitch delivered. This one is lifted in the air in a shallow right center. Hit well, trailing now. McCarthy backtracking will make the grab for the out. It's a F8 in the book for Castillo. One out now and due up is Jose Cibrian, the catcher. Mudcats tonight, red tops, white numbers outlined in black with gray pants, black and red piping. And you know, the black caps tonight, red brim with the trademark Carolina Cat Mudcat logo on the front of the cap. Paulette will work from the line. First pitch delivered to Cibrian is up and inside. Count will run to 1-0 on the catcher, Jose Cibrian. This week, 1-for-13. Cibrian has had a rough go of it at the plate as he swings on the 1-0 and misses. Count is now even at 1-1. Peyton Paulette and the Ballers battling for their third victory of the week, hopefully tonight. We'll see what comes of it. 1-1. This one's sharply grounded to the third. Tough play for Sprinkle. That one's in the left for a base hit. A one-out single for Jose Cibrian as now Lantilli has trouble in left making the play. We'll see what the call is. It's going to be a single and then an error. Now the ball gets loose, getting back into the infield, and breaking for third is going to be Cibrian. And what are we doing out here, folks? As now it's going to be a double error. So a throwing error, a fielding error, and then a throwing error, both by Lantilli. Oh, my goodness. So a single for Cibrian, and then two errors. Get him to second and third, a E7 and an E7. My goodness. So now a runner on third and one out for Jace Avina. Jace Avina stands in, one out, top of the second inning. Palmer is battling with the Mudcats, and now the Mudcats threatening with a runner on, as this one will score the runner probably. A fly ball in the center, play by McCarthy. Throw will come into the play, but it won't be in time. A play, the plate's closer than I thought, though, and he makes the play for the out. Oh, my goodness. A cannon from center by Ryan McCarthy. I didn't think there was a chance they'd get him at home, but nonetheless, that's why I'm up here in the booth and not down on the field. It's a play in center by Ryan McCarthy, and it's still a scoreless ball game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. A cannon of an arm from Ryan McCarthy, an 8-2 put out for the third out. Avina flies out, and it's still scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark. To the bottom of the second we go in Kannapolis. It is still scoreless. Logan Henderson back on the mound. We come back on the Ballers at Baseball Network and Valley Live. Jordan Sprinkle, Ryan Galaney, and Yonaker Betancourt do up here in this bottom of the second inning. And do up is Sprinkle against Logan Henderson. First pitch delivered is inside. A check swing from Sprinkle, though. He got a piece of it. Count will run 2-0-1 on Sprinkle. Jordan Sprinkle's had a bit of a rough go of it at the plate as of late. His last three games, 0-14 with an RBI. Still looking for his first hit since Tuesday night. 0-1. This one's up and away to Henderson. His opponent, though, and Jordan Sprinkle. Count is now 1-1. So Sprinkle, Galaney, and Betancourt, bottom two, a 1-1 count. Sprinkle playing third tonight in the hot corner. This one's upstairs and inside, 2-1 on Sprinkle. And this is the third annual Starry Night, benefiting the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. First time the Cannonballers have gone with a non-white Starry Night at jersey. 2-1 is hacked and a miss. It's 2-2 on Jordan Sprinkle. The first year we did just kind of a basic white jersey with a giant star outlined across the chest. Second year, last year, we did a full pinstripe with all the colors from the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. It looked really sharp. And then this year we're going, instead of white tops, to black tops with the Cannonballers logo on the sleeve and white numbers. But all adorned in the black top are the colored fireworks of the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. Probably my favorite jerseys I've ever seen in this field. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball, and Henderson has struck out Sprinkle. That's now two punch outs on the night for Logan Henderson. That'll be now one out and nobody on base. Two up is Ryan Galaney. Henderson is at 24 pitches, 15 strikes through an inning and a third. With two strikeouts. Galaney will stand in. First pitch from Henderson is right down Broadway for a called strike. It is 0-1 on the first baseman, Ryan Galaney. Logan Henderson at 24 pitches, 15 strikes. He's had a bit of a good start on the night for the Mudcats. 0-1 is just a bit low. Count will run 2-1-1. Dylan Holsey is your home plate umpire tonight. Normally his counterpart is Shane Sullivan. However, Shane Sullivan actually pulled from the game last night after getting hit in the face with a foul ball. So the 1-1 is inside. 2-1 now to Galaney. And his replacement, Jason Klingler, arriving today and will patrol the base paths for the action tonight in the Carolina League. 2-1 pitch delivered. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. It's now 2-2 on the former Wofford Terrier, Ryan Galaney. Galaney has a hit in each of his last three games. He's been a solid bat as of late. Just took a little getting used to, I think. And a little bit of adjustment for the righty bat. 2-2. This one is sky high and foul. Count will stay put at 2-2 on Ryan Galaney. In his career at Wofford, Galaney 339 with 173 hits. 34 homers and 130.
Never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before. So that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Gregory Barrios, Rodney Mercado, Dylan O'Ray, two up. Top of the third inning, Peyton Paulhead returns to the mound. His first pitch delivered to Barrios. He's up and inside. It's a 1-0 count. Now on the shortstop in Gregory Barrios. Barrios this week, 3-14. He's had a bit of a cold snap at the plate against these Cannonballers this week. 1-0 count is fouled off. He'll stay alive. It's 1-1 on the shortstop in Gregory Barrios. Ballers and Mudcats battling for tonight's Starry Night here at Atrium Health Ballpark, benefiting the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. And we have a packed house on hand for what has been a fantastic night so far here at the ballpark. 1-1 count, pitch delivered by Paulette. This one is in there for a called strike. It is 1-2. Now on the shortstop in Gregory Barrios. Roddy Mercado, center fielder on deck. Dylan O'Ray is in the hole as the Ballers and Mudcats are battling. 1-2, this one's weakly grounded, a third routine play for Sprinkle. He'll send and fire across. It is in and out of the glove as Galaney, as they're going to say it is out. Galaney just had a trouble on the transfer, so they're going to say it was a out recorded at first base. So that will be now one out, and Ryan Mercado will stand in. So in and out of the glove of Galaney at first, but it is still an out recorded, as the Kannapolis Cannonballers trying to hold on now to a currently a tie game, a scoreless game. And they're looking to keep it right there against these Mudcats. Paulette's pitch delivered to Mercado. This one's fouled off the siding, and ends up down to the seating bowl. That'll be a souvenir for a lucky fan. Count is 0-1 on Roddy Mercado. Last night in his first action of the week, 1-for-5 with a pair of strikeouts. As Paulette on the mound, it'll center and work from the line, 0-1 deliver. Swung on, lifted high, and foul down the left field side. It is 0-2 on to Roddy Mercado. Scoreless game, each side with one hit. Here in this top of the third inning on Starry Night at Atrium Health Ballpark. 0-2 count, one out. Pitch delivered by Paulette. In the dirt and blocked by Calvin Harris. Count is 1-2 on to Roddy Mercado. Dylan O'Ray, second baseman awaiting. Ballers in, Mudcats fighting. Paulette looking into the signs. He shakes him off. Now he'll work and offer the 1-2. Swung on, lifted in the air. Left field hit well, trailing his Lanzilli towards the corner. Running out of room, but he'll make the grab with a warning track for the out. Lanzilli makes the snag at F7. So two outs, and now due up is Dylan O'Ray. So first time through the order, Paulette not too shabby. He just allows the one walk and the one single. And he's currently faced at the moment one above the minimum as Peyton Paulette. His last outing, not too shabby, I guess. Three innings, two earned runs. He allowed five total. Few errors behind him by the Ballers defense. First pitch low and outside. O'Ray will have now a 1-0 count. Paulette against these Carolina Mudcats has been solid. 0-1, a 2.31 ERA. In 11 and two-thirds innings, 7 hits, 8 strikeouts, 1-0. In the dirt blocked by the catcher in Calvin Harris, it is 2-0. Opponents are batting 171 against Peyton Paulette from the Carolina Mudcats. It has been a good stretch for Paulette against these Mudcats, 2-0. Upstairs and away now, 3-0 on Dylan O'Ray. The second baseman from Sarnia, Ontario, Canada, third round pick in a 2022. 3-0 count, Paulette from the line, pitch delivered. This one is on the inside corner, a called strike, 3-1 on Dylan O'Ray. Last night, a hit, a walk, or an RBI in every plate appearance. He had one of those three at least once in every single time. 3-1, this one swung on and fouled off over my head. Count will run full on a Dylan O'Ray. Yadier Arenado, third baseman awaiting on deck. Top of the third inning in a scoreless ball game. Pleasure to have you join us here on the Ballers Baseball Network. It's Dan Helody bringing you all the action. 3-2 count, two outs. Paulette on the mound. So far, so good for the righty. He'll come set, 3-2. Pass ball up and away for ball four. Dylan O'Ray continues his pestness at the plate. He reaches on a walk, so a two-out free pass issue. Now Yadier Arenado is going to stand in. Yadier Arenado this week, he's had two different RBI doubles that have put the Mudcats in the lead in different games. He has been pretty successful. Paulette's first pitch is up and inside to Arenamo. It's a 1-0 count on the third baseman in Yadier Arenamo. Left first at bat for Arenamo. He had a strikeout. Swing against Paulette, who has three total on the night. 1-0 count, two outs. Pitch delivered by the righty. This one is lifted into center field. McCarthy's going to have to chase. He will make the grab on the run for the out. Had to stretch out, but he makes the grab. It's a fly out into center for Arenamo. And Peyton Paulette is through three shutout innings so far. His pitch count's not too. Pitch delivered. Up on the outside corner, though, called strike two. Again, Starry Night benefiting the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. Actually, we'll have a guest on the broadcast tonight who will take over for me in the fifth and sixth innings. Tim Siegler, head groundskeeper, is actually going to come call the game while I'm in the dunk tank down on the concourse. This one is low and inside to Logan. Count will be 2-2. So if you want to talk to Tim Siegel, add a Tim A with three M's, A-Y-8. On a Twitter, and he'll answer whatever questions he got that he can on the air, of course, as McCarthy's going to head back to second on the step-off from Henderson. If you want to find my Twitter, at Dan_Lodi, my link is there for my personal fundraising link if you want to make a donation to the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation, who we're playing for tonight, as this pitch is fouled off by Drake Logan. Count is 2-2. Starry Night, the brainchild of Cannonballers general manager Matt Millward, kind of developed the idea while he was still working in the ticket office of the Charlotte Knights. 2-2 fouled off. Cannonballers and nobody out. One oh count on Camaletti. Henderson sets on the mound with a 1-0 count, pitch delivered. Camaletti lifts this one into right, hit well. Castillo coming in, though, will make the grab for the out. Tagging from third is McCarthy. Play the plate coming. Cibrian can't make the tag. Throwing to third. Logan swipes third easily as well. And everyone moves up a base on the flyout from Camaletti. An F9 to the book for the first out. And Mario Camaletti drives in the run on the sacrifice fly. Scoring on the play is McCarthy. Drake Logan a third. And it's now runner on and one out for Jacob Gonzalez. So the Ballers jump out ahead. It's 1-0. Now in this bottom of the third with one out. Jacob Gonzalez will dig in. First time up, he grounded into a double play. As Camaletti drives in the run, Gonzalez will look to drive in Logan. It's delivered by the righty. This one's tapped to first. Backhanded in and out of the glove. Chirinos ball gets loose. And reaching will be Gonzalez. It'll be an E3. And Gonzalez will reach first base for the first time tonight. A E3 off the glove of the first baseman Chirinos. Miss Casey Benny. Oh, she dropped the bat. Yep, she's got the idea down, though. And it's one out. Runners on the corners for Calvin Harris. One for one of the night is Calvin Harris. He had a single in his first at-bat against Logan Henderson, who has allowed now two hits. And he's walked one, and he's let one go on an error. Henderson has walked actually a two tonight. First pitch from Henderson to Harris is a bit inside, but a call to strike. It is 0-1 on Calvin Harris. Harris, the catcher at the plate, 0-1 count, I should say. He is 1-1 tonight. Bottom of the third, Henderson sets. Pitch on the way from the righty. This one is inside. Count will run to 1-1 on the catcher, Calvin Harris. 3-for-12 in the week with two RBI. He picked up his fourth hit of the week just a little bit earlier tonight. 1-1 from Henderson, grounded. That's going to get through into right for a base hit. That'll score Drake Logan. Rounding and headed for third is Gonzalez. Throw comes in, and that will be now runners on the corners still for Kannapolis. Gonzalez will hurry to third, and Harris reaches on his second hit of the night. Scoring is Drake Logan, so a multi-hit game now for Calvin Harris, and the Ballers are up 2-0. That'll send us to another batter in Chris Lanzilli with runners on the corners and one out. As now time called in, Michael O'Neill, pitching coach for the Carolina Mudcats, is going to come talk with Logan Henderson, who's already allowed a pair of runs to cross here in this bottom of the third inning. Again, runners on the corners and still just one out of the frame. Lanzilli is going to stand in, a strikeout looking in his first at bat. Bottom of the third, one out. Chris Lanzilli is going to stand in with runners on the corners and one down in the frame. Runner at third is Gonzalez. At first is Calvin Harris. Lanzilli stands in, 0 for 1, looking for another at-bat with a productive outing. First pitch is up and inside. Count will run to 1-0 on Lanzilli. Calvin Harris with a good lead at first. Henderson's 1-0 to Lanzilli. This one's tapped to third. Arenado makes the clean play. A second for one on to first. Did they get the double play? Yes, they did. A 5-4-3 double play. And that will conclude the third inning for the Carolina Mudcats. They do allow, though, two runs on the board. Kannapolis picks up a few runs. And that'll send us to the top of the fourth inning. Peyton Pauletto turned to the mound. We come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. 2-0 Ballers here in Kannapolis. Tayden Hall will stand in and lead things off. Top of the fourth inning, it'll be Hall, Chirinos, and Castillo due up. And Peyton Paulette returns to the mound. His first pitch delivered is outside, ball one. 1-0 your count against Tayden Hall. Again, Hall, Chirinos, and Castillo due up. Ballers and Mudcats fighting. 2-0 Ballers lead. They put up two runs on Logan Henderson in that bottom of the third. 1-0 is spun in just a bit outside. Count will run to 2-0. Now on to Tayden Hall. Peyton Paulette is through three innings and struck out three. He's not allowed any runs, and he's allowed just one hit. And he has walked a pair of Mudcats. This one is lifted into center for a base hit. And it'll be Tayden Hall's first hit now of the night. He's reached on a walk and a base hit. Now one on and nobody out. Due up is Jesus Chirinos, the first baseman. Chirinos will stand in, one on and one, and nobody out. Ballers lead 2-0 over the Carolina Mudcats. Chirinos, a strikeout looking in his first at-bat against Peyton Paulette. First pitch delivered by the Rhiney is low and inside. Kennel run to 1-0. Jesus Chirinos. 1-0 count, nobody out. A runner on second is Hall. Paulette looks in for the signs. He will set, looking for another strikeout as well. Pitch delivered is low and inside, 2-0 on Jesus Chirinos. This week, we didn't have a home run earlier this week. Two RBI, a double. Still a less than productive series for Chirinos at 182 at his batting average against these ballers. Paulette's 2-0 has been outside, now 3-0 on the first baseman Chirinos. Right fielder Luis Castillo awaits on deck. Top of the fourth inning, 2-0 ballers lead. 3-0 count, nobody out. Top of the fourth, pitch delivered. This one is outside for ball four. It's a four-pitch walk for Jesus Chirinos. So now a walk and a single have put two on now for the Carolina Mudcats. It's two on and nobody out. Luis Castillo, the right fielder, is going to stand in. Well, Paulette will get a quick mound visit from Calvin Harris, the catcher. As again, it's now a 2-1 and nobody out. Carolina Mudcats and Kannapolis Cannonballers battling for the fifth time this week. It's been a pretty wild series. Kannapolis with a 16-3 win on a Tuesday. Then they were shut out 2-0 by Carolina. Kannapolis with a walk-off victory on a Thursday. And last night, an extra inning battle with the Mudcats leading and taking the victory. Pitches in there to Castillo, 0-1. On the inside corner for Luis Castillo. Again, it'll be Peyton Paulette and then Emmanuel Veloz will follow up for the righty Paulette. 0-1 is in there on the inside corner, 0-2. Now on Luis Castillo, the right fielder. 0-2 count, Paulette at three strikeouts, trying to make it four against Castillo, who flew out to center in his first at-bat. Runner at second is Taden Hall. Jesus Chirinos is at first. Paulette will set on the mound, looking in for the signs. A look at second. Pitch delivered by the righty. This one is a bit outside. A 1-2 count on the right fielder, Luis Castillo. That's 1-2 pinch delivered. Castillo's going to pop this one up right over my head. It'll be a 1-2 count now on Castillo. Should be able to hear that in the roof. No sign. 1-2 count, Castillo will stand in. Two on and nobody out. Big spot here for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Catcher Jose Siriano waits on deck. Paulette's 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Four punch outs now for Peyton Paulette. He gets his fourth of the night. Castillo is now 0-2. And is one out and two on for Jose Cibrian, the catcher for the Mudcats. So Cibrian will stand in 1-for-1 tonight with a single against Paulette. And it's just his second hit of the week for Carolina. Cibrian will foul this one off. It is 0-1. As runners were, for the moment, going, and then they retreated quickly. So Veloz is up and now going to get loose down the line and right for the ballers. And Paulette starting and is still on a bit of an innings limit due to him coming back from Tommy John surgery. That was undergone last year. Pitch swung and missed. 0-1 becomes 0-2 on Jose Cibrian. Count, one out. Top of the fourth inning. Ballers are on top 2-0 over the Carolina Mudcats. Cibrian at the plate. Jace Avina waiting on deck. Paul Hetz looks in for the signs with a 0-2 count. We'll get you an out-of-town scoreboard look in the bottom of the fourth as well here in Kannapolis. 0-2 pitch. Swinging a chopper towards third. Sprinkle makes the play. A foot race to the bag at third for one. And play to first. And no. Galaney tried to get the play. Nobody covering at the third base bag. They tried to get the out at first too. But instead it is not a correct throw from Jordan Sprinkle. So reaching at first is Cibrian in the fielder's choice. Sprinkle does get the out at third though. Taden Hall is put out. So two outs and the runner is at second and first. Chirinos to second and Cibrian on the FC reaches first. So two on and two out for Jace Avina. Avina will stand in, 2-1 and 2 out. He had a home run earlier this week. He has been Pauletto set on the mound, and Tom Cole will check on the runner at a second base, where it is Chirinos. 3-2 count, 2 outs. Pauletto looking into the signs. On deck is Barrios. Pauletto at 61 pitches. 3-2 count. Pitch delivered from the righty. Just a bit outside for ball four. Pauletto not a fan of the call at all. Nonetheless, that'll be another walk. This time, Jace Avina will come and take a free pass. That'll be now bases loaded. And two out, due up, is going to be Gregory Barrios, the shortstop. As now Pat Lynn's going to come out. It looks like that'll be the end of the night for Peyton Pauletto. We'll see his night come to a close. As it'll be bases loaded and two out here in Kannapolis with Gregory Barrios coming to the plate. So Pauletto will see his night end, and it'll be a new arm on the way for the Ballers. Manuel Veloz will take over here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. We'll issue all the details on our good buddy in Manuel Veloz. The righty Manuel Veloz has taken over now on the mound for Kannapolis. 6 foot, 285-pound righty. His first pitch delivered to Gregory Barrios has been outside. It's a 1-0 count now on the Mudcats shortstop. Manuel Veloz, 6 foot, 285-pound, 22-year-old, a free agent signee in 2019 out of San Carlos, Venezuela, is Manuel Veloz. He takes over in relief of Pauletto as Barrios will sky the 1-0 into center. Should be an easy play, though, for McCarthy. Makes the grab of the out. And that will conclude the top of the fourth inning. A crisis averted. It is a walk of Avino, but Barrios quickly flies out. And it's the third out. The Mudcats will leave the bases loaded in the top of the fourth inning. Bottom fourth we go. Ballers and Mudcats fighting. 2-0 still. Kannapolis on top. Logan Henderson will take them out when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Thank you. Jordan Sprinkle, Ryan Galaney, Yonaker Bencourt do up in this bottom of the fourth inning. Ballers on top, 2-0 over the Carolina Mudcats here on this starry night 2023, benefiting the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. Pleasure to have you join us here on the broadcast and here at the ballpark. Pitches low and outside to Sprinkle. It is a 1-0 count on the Ballers' third baseman. First at-bat for Sprinkle, a strikeout. Make it now in his last three games, including tonight, 0-for-15 now. With he does have one RBI, but it's been a struggle bunch at the plate for Sprinkle. He swings and misses there, 1-1 against Logan Henderson. Back for his fourth inning of work is the righty from Houston, Texas. A pretty high draft pick by the Brewers as Sprinkle fouls this one off. Heads up at the seating bowl. That one's going to land back in. And that ended up did hitting a fan down in the dugout suite. Heads up down there. All is all good as it's a 1-2 count. Sprinkle at the plate. Logan Henderson working exclusively from the stretch tonight. And will send 1-2 count. Pitch delivered by the righty. Low in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Cibrian. Count is 2-2. Ryan Galaney, first baseman, awaits. Yonaker Bencourt in the hole. In this bottom of the fourth. Sprinkle over one of the strikeouts tonight, trying to get on base for the first time since Tuesday here against the Mudcats. Henderson will set, 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss, got him with a breaking ball, and Jordan Sprinkle is now up to 0-for-2 with two strikeouts, and he is 0-for-16. Now dating back to Wednesday's start of the game, so it'll be one out and nobody on base for Ryan Galaney. Galaney will stand in, one on and one out. Bottom of the fourth, Ballers lead 2-0. Henderson will send pitch delivered by the righty. This one's grounded to short, backhanded by Barrios in the hole. Going to be a tough play across his body. Throw to first, did they get him? Yes, they did, as says Jason Klingler, our infield umpire, 6-3 ground out for Ryan Galaney. So two outs now, and Yonaker Bencourt, DH, is going to stand in. So this potentially could be my final batter until the top of the seventh inning. And we will see the Ballers head groundskeeper, Tim Siegel. He will take over and call the fifth and sixth innings in their entirety here at the ballpark while I'm in the dunk tank down the first base line. Pitch delivered by the righty. This one's fouled off. Count will be 0-1. Now on the DH in Yonaker Bencourt. Ryan McCarthy awaiting on deck. Bencourt is 0-for-1 tonight with a flyout. As Henderson will set on the mound. 0-1 count, two outs, pitch delivered. Low and outside, 0-1 becomes now 1-1 for the DH Bencourt. 1-1 count with two outs. Pitch delivered to Bencourt. This one's low and inside. Count is now 2-1 on the DH in Yonaker Bencourt. Henderson is so far on the night so good for the righty. He's at four strikeouts as this 2-1 is a bit low. And inside, it'll be 3-1 on a Yonaker Bencourt. Henderson approaching 60 pitches. He's at 60 at the moment, 3-1. This one's by the catcher, Cibrian, for ball four. A two-out walk issued now. Yonaker Bencourt is on for the first time tonight. He is now over 1 with a free pass. So one on and two out for Ryan McCarthy, center fielder. So Bencourt will reach first base on the walk, and McCarthy will dig in. Bottom of the fourth, two outs, Ballers lead 2-0. Pitch delivered is a bit inside. Count will be now 1-0 on a Ryan McCarthy. One-oh count, two outs. McCarthy at the plate. Had a double in the third inning, ended up coming around to score later in the frame. 1-0 is up and away. It is now 2-0 as Logan Henderson trying to dance the outside corners of the zone instead. He's running into some trouble, and it is a 2-0 count. 2-0 count with two outs. Henderson's pitch delivered. Curveball in there on the lower part of the zone. A call, strike 2-1 on Ryan McCarthy. Betancourt with a good lead at first. Not a huge stolen base threat. McCarthy, though, does have some speed if he reaches. 2-1 is waved out and missed. It is now 2-2. As McCarthy at the plate, waves and misses. Nine-hole batter Drake Logan awaits on deck in what's turned out to be a beautiful night here in Kannapolis. 2-2 count, two outs. Henderson's pitch will be on the way from the righty. Up and away. Now count will run full on a Ryan McCarthy. Drake Logan, right fielder, awaiting. Bottom of the fourth. Drake Logan is on deck, but Ryan McCarthy's at the plate. One for one with a double. That's his third hit in a row this week. Pitch delivered. Runner going. This one's up and in for ball four. Back-to-back walks issued by Logan Henderson, as it seems like he's slowly but surely running out of gas. It'll be two outs and 2-1 now for Drake Logan, the righty bat who's already picked up a walk tonight. Drake Logan will stand in, 2-1 and 2-out, bottom of the fourth. Ballers looking to add some insurance runs here against Logan Henderson. First pitch delivered. This one's on the inside corner, 0-1 on Drake Logan. He walked back in the third inning. He's been on base in every game this week, including tonight and including last night, where he reached in every plate appearance he had. One pitch from the righty is up and away. Now 1-1 on the right fielder, Drake Logan. 1-1 count with two outs. Bottom of the fourth. Ballers and Mudcats battling here on this Saturday in a starry night. 1-1 from Henderson. In there for a called strike on a breaking ball. Now 1-2. As that breaking ball was looped in just perfectly by the righty from Houston, Texas, Logan Henderson. One-two count, two outs. Betancourt at second, McCarthy at first, both with good leads. 1-2 from Henderson. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball upstairs, and that's strike three. That's the third out now of this bottom of the fourth inning. And will send us into the top of the fifth. Well, Tim Siegel, our head groundskeeper, is going to take over, as we hope. Yeah, I hope he delivers a good broadcast for you. I hope he doesn't say anything too crazy here on the broadcast. We'll take it to Mr. Tim Siegel. I'll be back with you in the top of the seventh. We'll take a fast break and be right back on the Ballers at Baseball Network and at Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your... best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back here to Cannonballers Network. This is Tim Siegel, your groundskeeper, stepping in for Dan Helody for a couple of innings here as Dan goes and makes his way down to the dunk tank for a great charity event here on Starry Night on a Saturday night. Here's the first pitch from Manuel Veloz is up and away for ball one. So, yeah, I'm the head groundskeeper here at Atrium Health Ballpark, stepping in add in another one to my resume here as that pitch is swung on and missed to move the count to 1-1. Manuel Veloz is one of my buddies down there in the dugout while we go down and wait for the drags. Very fun guy to be around. Very playful as that one is up and in. Brushes him off the plate there. Loves to have fun. He's got his elephant down there on the end of the dugout representing his kids back home in Venezuela. As the 1-2 pitch is chopped on, Camiletti's up with it. Flips it to first for the out. Number one here in the top of the fifth. Might not be as smooth as good old Dan Helody, but I'm going to do my best here for you guys. As righty Mercado steps up to the plate here. Actually, it's Dylan O'Ray. Correction. Sorry about that. Like I said, I'm a first-timer up here on the booth as the first pitch is up for ball one from Veloz. Veloz has that side stride there. The wind, the kick is in there for strike one. 1-1 the count. Sun's beginning to set here at Atrium Health Ballpark, top of the fifth inning. 1-1 count. Made for a beautiful night tonight. That pitch is fouled off to the left side. As I'm sure Dan touched on earlier, we had a 5K run this morning. Had over 300 participants in that, raising money for pediatric brain tumors. Great event. It's our favorite one all year. Specialty jerseys, specialty pants and hats this year as well, as we're wearing our White Sox stuff. As that pitch is down and in, move the count to 2-2. Two pitches on the way. Grounded back up the middle. Jacobs cannot come up with the play. That's going to be an E6 there for Jacob Gonzalez as the runner is aboard. We are here on the top of the fifth. 2 runs on 3 hits with 2 errors for the ballers. I would assume this next one will make it 3 errors. Yes, that'll make it 3 errors on the night for the ballers as the Mudcats are 0 runs on 2 hits and 1 error. Yadier Arenamo up to bat with the runner on first. First pitch is in there for a strike. He's got a very interesting swing here. I'm sure Dan's touched on throughout the week. It almost looks like a video game character from back in the day. Veloz picks off, nothing doing. He takes his bat, does a weird kind of a wiggle around his head. It's almost a combination of like a Gary Sheffield or a Kevin Youkilis, if you guys are some old-timers and have been around the game for a while. 0-1 pitch, Veloz comes set, checks his runner. Wines, runner is going, pitches outside. The throw is safe, just missed him. Looked like he got him from up here. Might have got his hand in there on the back end of the bag. Great throw there from Calvin Harris. Great tag from Mario Camiletti. Just a bit slow there on that. Got to move the runner up to second. 1-1 count here. With one out in the top of the fifth. 2-0 ballers. Veloz with the pitch. Arenamo fouls it back over the Atrium Health sign here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We're in the beautiful downtown Kannapolis. That is on a great revitalization down here. I came up here in 21 when I took the job as the head groundskeeper, and there was nothing around. Just a little bit of a downtown strip in the baseball field, and now it's come up tremendously. We have our building in right field with apartments, team store, and everything going in. As that pitch is fought off to the left side, fan could not come up with it. But the building out here in right field is going to have the tavern in Towel City Tavern in there with some good barbecue. Our baller beer is going to be brewed in there along with the team store. Our team offices are going in there. The box office is going in there. There's going to be some event space up there as well. Very exciting to see. Can't wait to see it. 1-2 pitch on the way. Driven out here to the right center gap. Drake Logan is on his way back. He's up, makes the catch. Runner is tagging from second. Throw is not going to be in to get him. It's going to be 2 outs with a runner on third base here. Pitch was driven out pretty well out there. Drake Logan, exceptional outfielder, has made tremendous plays out there. We like to joke around a lot. He's given me the most divots this year. and probably the most divots in Cannonballer history for me out there, but every divot he's made has been a great play. It's been fun to watch. This Cannonballer team has been by far my favorite team out of the three seasons that I have been with the team. Everybody seems to mesh very well. Very exciting to watch. Veloza's first pitch is on the way. Jacob is up with it. Throw over to first, and he is out to end the inning. Veloz gets out of a little bit of a jam here in the top of the fifth inning. It's still 2-0 Ballers as we will head to a short break here on the Cannonballers Baseball Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
And we're back here at Atrium Health Ballpark on this beautiful Saturday night, bottom of the fifth. Ballers are up 2-0 here on our Starry Night pediatric brain tumor night, which is absolutely amazing. Everybody's favorite night of the year. Definitely one of my favorite nights of the year. We have a silent auction going until the eighth inning, so if you guys are around the ballpark listening, make sure you go check out the silent auction. We'll be closing in the eighth as Mario Camaletti steps up here to lead off the bottom of the fifth inning. First pitch to Mario is down and in for ball one. Hope Dan doesn't kill me here. I am not doing his score sheet, as for me to do two things at once is fairly hard. If you guys are just tuning in, I am Tim Siegel, the head groundskeeper, filling in for Dan Helody. As this ball is driven out to center field, center fielder camps under, that's going to be the first out of the inning. Like I was saying before, I am the head groundskeeper for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Dan Helody is doing his wonderful charity work over at the Dunk Tank for the next couple of innings for our Starry Night Foundation. At the end of the night, we will be lighting up the field with a bunch of lanterns in honor of those that have lost a child to a brain tumor, those that are going through it, and those that have survived it. It's a great night as this ball is driven out here by Jacob Gonzalez. Right fielder's under. He's not going to be able to come up with that. That ball is off the wall. And it's a home run. Jacob Gonzalez out here making it 3-0 for the Cannonballers. That, I believe that might be his first home run as a baller. Could be, well, that is his first home run as a Cannonballer and as a professional. Jacob Gonzalez going out to the deepest part of the park. 106 off the bat, 395. A little hard to tell out there. We had our video boards going with a little bit of white background. Couldn't tell if it actually got up and out, but it just cleared it. 395 over there. It's about 388 or so to that fence. We just cleared it. Very hard to see. Sorry I didn't get excited enough for you guys on that. White Sox Daily is going to rip me on that one, I'm sure. But it's all right. It's all fun out here enjoying the game here as that brings Calvin Harris here with an 0-1 count. Calvin, the left-handed batter, takes the next pitch down in the dirt for ball one. 1-1 the count. Calvin Harris stands out here with a very interesting stance. He keeps his hands down low with a wide stance, but it's very effective for him this season. He's got a 319 batting average so far as he fouls this one straight back. Calvin is out of Ole Miss, catcher. Got quite a few Ole Miss guys here for the White Sox in their draft this year. We've also got the former Cannonballer and Ole Miss Rebel with Tim Elko, who has been moved up to AA recently as that pitch is up and away to move the count to 2-2. Tim Elko was always a fun one when he was out here, always had a smile on his face. Loved him around, enjoyed the game very much, and he is very much succeeding up in AA, so we wish the best of luck to him. As the 2-2 pitch is in, grounded to the second baseman. First baseman slips getting over to the bag, but it doesn't matter. Pitcher is covering. That'll make the second out of the inning. First baseman lost his footing over there going for the ball, but luckily the pitcher was paying attention, got over and covered there to make the out. Ballers are leading this game in the bottom of the fifth inning, 3-0 on 4 hits and 3 errors, while the Mudcats are no runs, 2 hits, and 1 error. And that will break Chris Lanzini to the plate. I don't think I've ever seen Chris Lanzini without a smile on his face. Comes into the ballpark early, always has a smile on his face. Walks out, always has a smile on his face. As that pitch is a bit high there for a strike, but it caught the zone. Chris likes to come out early and do his stretches out there by himself. He usually comes out, you know, with the typical baseball player, bare feet, no shirt, just enjoying his time out in the sun. As this pitch is driven through the 5-6 hole here for a single. Two-out single here for Chris Lanzini. Gets some going as Jordan Sprinkle comes to the plate. Or Chris likes to come out early, you know, FaceTime the family and whatnot. My dog Doobie, that everybody in Kannapolis knows and loves, goes out there and enjoys some time with him. Hangs out with him, cuddles with him a little bit while he's stretching. Then he goes in, gets his cage work done, comes out, and it definitely shows with his average. As Jordan Sprinkle is up to bat, first pitch to him is in there for strike one. Jordan Sprinkle, the former Team USA player and now Cannonballer, recently called back up after an injury from Arizona. This curveball in there for a strike, moving the count to 0-2 here with two outs in the bottom of the fifth. Ryan Galani here on deck. Pitch is in here, fouled straight back. We have a pretty packed house here tonight at Atrium Health Ballpark. Not exactly sure what the attendance is, but we are definitely well over the 3,500 mark. Very close to a sellout if we are not sold out, as this pitch is driven. Pop fly out here, left fielder's coming in, tracking it, and he'll make the grab for the third out of the inning. Now we'll end the inning here in the bottom of the fifth, but Ballers do get one with Jacob Gonzalez hitting a long fly ball out there to right center field and moves the score to 3-0 here at the top of the sixth. And we'll be right back here on the Cannonballers Baseball Network. Now, Wevelo set to take his second inning here for the Cannonballers. He finished out for Peyton Paulette in the fourth inning. Got out of the net, got out of that with, came in with two outs, got out of that inning, had a fresh fifth, and now he's got a fresh six here. Manuel Veloz, a Venezuelan-born player. He will be going back to Venezuela in the offseason to play in the Winter Ball League as the Mudcats have number 48. I need to find their roster to up in the pen. Like I said, this is Tim Siegel here as that first pitch is in there for a strike. And the head groundskeeper filling in for Dan Helodi as he is in the dunk tank currently. So my apologies if I am not good with the names. I am definitely not as good as Dan Helodi when it comes to all of that. I just like to have some fun and add something to the resume here as we have a 1-1 count here. As I was saying before, Manuel Veloz will be headed back to Venezuela in the offseason here as this pitch is driven out by Jesus Chirinos to right field. Drake Logan under it for the first out of the inning. Veloz will actually be playing for a, I like to call him a rival, Buddy Bailey, who is the manager for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans of the Cubs organization, which is where the Ballers will head to on Tuesday for a six-game set with 3 weeks left in the season. Buddy Bailey is a very known manager over in Venezuela and very respected manager as a first pitch to Luis Castillo is in there for a strike. Definitely knows how to win baseball games, and Veloz will have the luxury of playing under him. As the next pitch is chopped on to Mario Camilleri over at second base, thrown over to first for the second out of the inning, making quick work there. Two pitches in and out. That'll bring Jose Siberian up to bat. The Ballers are led down there by Patrick Leland as their manager, who is the son of Jim Leland, who I grew up watching the Marlins, and he won the 97 World Series for the Marlins as the first pitch from Veloz is up for ball one. Jim Leland's a great guy. He's visited the ballpark a couple times, been able to have some conversations with him. Probably one of my favorite managers to come across is the 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike. Being around baseball as long as I have, I've come around and been blessed to meet a lot of different managers, coaches, players. It's been fun as the 1-1 pitch is in there for a ball, 2-1 the count now. Got the liberty of working the World Baseball Classic this year down in Miami. Amazing time as the 2-1 pitch is just a bit outside, ball three. Got to get up close and personal with Shohei Ohtani, watch some amazing batting practice, watch a group of just amazing baseball players in that time period that I was down in Miami as the 3-1 pitch is swung on and missed. Been able to experience a lot of baseball in life, and it's been a blessing to me. And be able to put on a starry night like this and give back to the game, it makes it that much better. As the 3-2 pitch is on, chopped over to Jacob Gonzalez. He fields it, throws over to first for the out. Make it the third out of the inning here as we will be heading to the bottom of the sixth inning here. Your Ballers are still leading 3-0, and we'll be back here on the Cannonballers Baseball Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
And we're back here at HR Mills Ballpark as the Mudcats have a pitching change with Jefferson Figueroa taking the mound here in the bottom of the sixth inning. As I've been saying all broadcast long, I am Tim Siegel, the head groundskeeper here for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, filling in for our regular broadcaster, Dan Hilody. Dan is currently in the dunk tank doing his due diligence, raising money for our Starry Night event that we are having tonight. So I'll be covering a couple of innings for him, adding it to the resume, having some fun with you guys. Hope everybody's enjoying it. And I apologize again if I get some names mixed up here or don't know all of them, as I am not up here as much as he is. I typically just cut grass and play with dirt, as the players like to tell me down there, as Ryan Galani leads off the inning here for the Cannonballers. And the first pitch is skied high. That's a major league pop fly up in the air. Second baseman O'Reilly is under it, and he'll make the grab in shallow right field for the first out of the inning. Like I was saying in the inning before, been around a lot of baseball, got to see a lot of fun stuff. Hoping to go back this year to Miami for the Caribbean series if everything works out down there. Experience all different types of it. It's definitely not just a job when you work in baseball. It's a lifestyle. It's a career. It's a tremendous amount of fun. I am blessed to have a wife and a two-year-old, almost three-year-old, that definitely understand it and travel with me as much as we can, the little bit of traveling that I do, as the first pitch to Juanico Benacourt is in there for a strike. Don't do a lot of traveling, but I am at the ballpark quite a bit, averaging 12 to 15-hour days on game weeks, but it's so much fun being around these guys. We have a great group of guys down here in Kannapolis as the 0-1 pitch is down and away for ball one. Benta, as we call him down there in the dugout, a lot of fun, always has a smile on his face, really enjoys the game of baseball. As the 1-1 pitch is in there for strike two, he has a baby on the way. Can't wait to welcome his baby, who should be due here in a few months. I know he is super excited, always has that smile on. His wife walks around the ballpark with a smile on her face as well, as he swings on and misses on the strike two pitch there for out number two. My wife being from Venezuela, I get that little bit of a connection with some of the Latin guys, mostly the Venezuelan guys, is, you know, you have that little connection from back home. Be able to make some arepas and different Spanish items for these guys, you know. Trying to make it feel a little bit at home. It's a culture shock when you leave your country to come over somewhere else, especially when you come to a place that is not predominantly Spanish. As Ryan McCarthy steps to the plate and takes ball one here in the bottom of the sixth inning, Ballers are up 3-0. They have 5 hits and 3 errors, while the Mudcats have no runs, 2 hits, and an error on the day. Figueroa's 1-0 pitch is just caught the outside corner for 1-1. Ryan questioned it a little bit there. He's going to step back in the box, see what he's got here. Made a great play in the first inning to save a run. Deep fly ball throws him out at the plate on an attempted sacrifice fly. As the 1-1 pitch is now 2-1, down and away. If you're walking around the ballpark and you hear the broadcast, make sure you guys check the silent auction table that is located over by guest services on the first base side. Silent auction will be closing in the eighth inning. A lot of great items down there. I got some cornhole boards down there last year. As the 2-1 pitch gets past the catcher. 3-1 now the count. A lot of great items down there. Autographed items from the team. A lot of donated stuff from a lot of our sponsors out there. A lot of good experiences out there. We have Destination Boat Clubs, who I believe had one I heard this morning in there. As the 3-1 pitch is outside, Ryan will walk here with a two-out walk to maybe get something started. You know the old saying, two-out hits wins ball games. As that brings Drake Logan up to the plate. Drake Logan is probably Doobie's best friend. Drake comes out every single day and asks for Doobie, wonders where he is. He'll even come to me in the dugout sometimes and ask why I don't bring him down there. So Doobie is my dog, who I adopted here at Bark at the Park last year on opening weekend. He was part of the rescue shelter that was there and never left. As Ryan's on his way to second and thrown out, stealing, thought he might have gotten his hand in there, and that will end the inning. Drake Logan will lead off the top of the, or the bottom of the seventh inning, correction, when we come back here on your Cannonballers Network. And we're back here in the beautiful downtown Kannapolis, 30 minutes north of Charlotte, North Carolina. Top of the seventh inning. Cannonballers are leading the Mudcats 3-0. And as I said for the last couple innings that I have been here, my name is Tim Siegel. I'm the head groundskeeper filling in for Dan Helody, who is currently in a dunk tank. And from the little bit that I can see down here, he is definitely soaking wet. I don't see him sitting too much, so I'm guessing he's getting dunked as the first pitch to Jay Savina is popped over here to right field. Drake Logan is under it for the first out of the inning. Now, I may not have the fun facts that Dan has about some of these guys or anything like that, but I do have relationships with the players. And for me, that's something special with as much as I love baseball. Manuel Veloz, who is one of my favorite guys, he is on the mound currently. Love to mess around with him all the time when he's in the dugout. He's definitely a jokester down there as Gregory Barrios takes the first pitch for a strike here from Veloz. He's definitely a jokester out there. You've got Mario Camilletti over there at second base who loves to joke around as well. He's more of a serious guy, but he'll throw his jokes in there from time to time. He's a great ball player. Love watching him every time he comes to the plate. You know, great group of guys, like I have said, for the couple innings I have been here. How these guys are just very respectable. So parents, if you're listening, you've done a great job with your kids. Here is the 0-1 pitch is fouled to the third base dugout. 0-2 the count. Last night we had Tanner McDougal start the game for us. Had a little bit of a struggle, but you know, it happens in baseball. I mean, that's just the way baseball works. But the game was a hard-fought game. Went 10 innings and the Ballers dropped that one as the 0-2 pitch is driven out to center field. Ryan McCarthy is under it for the grab for the second out of the inning. Sorry for the dead air there. Like I said, I'm the head groundskeeper, so sometimes I get some messages from my guys and just got to check in there for a minute, make sure everything's all right. As Rady Mercado comes up to bat here. First pitch in there for a strike for him. Bottom half of the order here. We just had the six and seven hitters fly out. It's the eight-hole hitter here for the Mudcats out of the Brewers organization. Manuel Veloz in his third inning of work here. 0-1 pitch is down and away to move the count to 1-1. Like I was saying, Tanner McDougal struggled a little bit yesterday, but always bounces back. He's always got a positive attitude. He always comes out and jokes about it, whether he starts good, starts bad, as this pitch is swung on and missed. 91, 1-2 the count. Definitely came out, joked about it a little bit. You know, you got to have a short-term memory when you're calling baseball games. McDougal's a high-velocity guy, 96, 97, as Veloz gets a ground out here to Jacob Gonzalez. And he gets the out there on a running play to his left. Great play by Jacob Gonzalez. Great pick over there by Ryan Galani. Another quick 1-2-3 inning headed here into the bottom of the seventh as Drake Logan will step up to the plate to lead off for you here. And we'll be right back on the Ballers Network. Nothing here in the bottom of the seventh innings. The Ballers are set to start off with Drake Logan coming up to bat, and Mario Camilletti going back up to the top of the lineup here. And as I said before, Jacob Gonzalez got his first professional hit, or first professional home run, excuse me. Got to make the call on that, but I couldn't quite see it, so it wasn't the greatest call. I'm hoping to redeem myself here before I get off the air. White Sox Daily promised to not rip me on that one, which was great. So kudos to those guys. Great guys over there at White Sox Daily. Make sure you guys check them out for all the White Sox organizational news. As the first pitch to Drake is up and in for ball one. I assume Dan Helody's coming out of the dunk tank here in a few, as I don't see a line down there anymore. So he'll be coming up to kick me off soon, but it's been fun while we've been here as the 1-0 pitch now goes to 2-0 as it is up to Drake. Almost closing in time for our Starry Night pediatric brain tumor ceremony here at the end of the game tonight for all the kids that suffer from brain tumors, trying to find a cure here as it's 3-0 here to Drake Logan to start off the bottom of the seventh with Mario Camilletti on deck. Great cause. Like I said earlier, the game has given all of us so much. It's only right to give back and to do games like this, to leave at 2 o'clock in the morning, come in at 7 a.m. to do a 5K run to raise money for that as the 3-0 pitch is in there for a strike, 3-1 the count to Logan. It just makes it that much better. It's only right for us to give back to the game that has given us so much. It's definitely not the kid's fault, and I couldn't even imagine going through that with my soon-to-be 3-year-old. As the pitch is inside for ball four, pitcher did not like it, raises up his hands there, and Drake Logan walks to start off the bottom of the seventh. We'll back up to the top of the order here with Mario Camilletti. See what Mario's got in store. From time to time, I will bat boy in there to help out our clubby Eli Fugit and do what we got to do here at HMO Ballpark to help out when we're short-staffed. All the kids went back to school, so we lost some staff members, and every time I go out there, Mario gets a walk. I look at him, tell him he's my favorite player, and I get a little chuckle out of him. Call it the Mario special sometimes. As the first pitch is in there for a strike, catcher misses it. Mario's not too happy about it. Looked a bit outside. You know the old saying, make him squeeze it. But it's at bats like this and calls like that that I love when Mario's up to bat, only because he tends to fight pitches off, work the count now. And that's where you got to kind of scream at him from the dugout. Okay, 15 pitches is enough, Mario. Let's put one in play. And that's where he dinks one by somebody. He had a walk-off hit the other night, as this is a pickoff over there, just to make sure Logan is honest over there at first base. Walk-off hit the other night. Almost did it again yesterday. Just couldn't come around. But he's got one of the highest on-base percentages out there. And as the saying goes, he sees a beach ball when he's at the plate. Love Mario Camilletti. Love his approach. Love the way he plays the game. As the 0-1 pitch is outside for 1-1. Hopefully we'll be able to see him move up and progress in his career. 24 years old. Utility guy. He can play just about anywhere in the infield. Typically plays second base or third. And DH is quite a bit as well. As the 1-1 pitch is outside, moving the count to 2-1. Decent time for a potential hit and run here with a great contact hitter up. We'll see if we've got something doing here. Logan takes his lead off over there at first. Figueroa gets a sign, checks his runner, throws in. Pitches inside, 3-1 the count now. Camilletti. Got our coordinator, Mike Daniel, coaching first base for us tonight. He is in town for a few days, checking in on our outfielders and our base runners. Does a great job out there, and he's another one that's always got a smile on his face. As the 3-1 pitch is up to Mario Camilletti, he'll draw another walk, which is normal for him. Anybody that listens to Cannonballer games, feels like all Mario Camilletti does is walk sometimes. That'll move Logan over to second. Camilletti will trot down to first base, and that'll bring up Jacob Gonzalez here in the bottom of the seventh. Mound visit out here by the catcher for the Mudcats. Mudcats are out of the Brewers organization. 2 hours, I believe, north of us in Zebulon. As the Cannonballers are out of the White Sox organization. A lot of great potential in the White Sox organization. A lot of great potential here in Kannapolis. One of the better teams in the organization as of late. Been playing really good baseball. These ballers are never out when they're down. And luckily tonight they're not down. But they're always fighting, always working hard. As the first pitch to Jacob is in there for a strike. Drake Logan at second base. Mario Camilletti over at first. No outs here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Figueroa gets his sign, comes set. The 0-1 pitch, just a bit off the plate. 1-1 the count now. 81 mile an hour off speed. We've got a pretty full berm out there tonight. All the kids are out there. Everybody's here for Starry Night, our pediatric brain tumor night. Fireworks at the end of this one with a beautiful ceremony just before that. As Jacob rips one down to first base, first baseman's up with it. That will be a 2-6-3 double play. Very close play at third. Drake Logan moves up to third here with two outs. It'll bring Calvin Harris to the plate. Very close play over there at first base. We do have a fill-in umpire tonight, as our umpire last night took a foul ball to the mask. And as a former umpire myself, it's never fun when your mask falls off and you kind of fall over a little bit and the catcher's got to hold you up. Luckily, he was okay. And hopefully we'll see him back here soon. As Calvin Harris comes to the plate here with two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch is down and in for ball one. Calvin Harris was out of the lineup the other day, had some soreness after getting hit by a pitch, but worked his way back into the lineup here. 1-0 pitch is inside for ball two. As he grabs some dirt. No batting gloves for Calvin Harris. Goes the country way out there. Straight pine tar, no batting gloves. Got his little thumb protector on there. 2-0 pitch is on the way. Back up the middle. Shortstop's up with it. Throws over to first for the out. Now we'll end the bottom of the seventh inning. Ballers are up 3-0 here going into the top of the eighth inning. Let's hope it stays like that. We'll be back here on the Cannonballers Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Calvin Harris suited up, jogs back behind the plate here to catch Manuel Veloz. Fourth inning of work here in the top of the eighth inning. Ballers are up 3-0. We are inching closer to our Starry Night ceremony here at Atrium Health Ballpark to support pediatric brain tumors. Last year, we raised over $20,000. This year, we are hoping to shatter that goal, which it sounded like early in our morning meeting that we were very close to that. It's a great night. Specialty jerseys, special families out here tonight. People all over the field, which is a groundskeeper's dream, but it's for a great cause, and this is what we do to give back to the game. As the first pitch from Veloz is in there for a strike to Dylan O'Ray, the second baseman. Dan Helody, your normal broadcaster, will be back up here in a few. I was filling in for him while he was in the dunk tank, and I'll be getting ready for the lantern ceremony once he returns, as O'Ray grounds it over to Mario Camiletti, throws over to first to Ryan Delaney for the first out of the inning here in the top of the eighth inning. Been a fun game here so far, kind of quiet. Only 7 hits here on the board, but there are 4 errors, but it's been a fairly smooth game. Started this one here at 7 o'clock here, now we're in the top of the 8th. Beautiful skies out here in Kannapolis, North Carolina all day as Jadier Arenamo comes up to the plate. First pitch is away back to the backstop. We've had a great week here of weather. No rain, knock on wood. We've had plenty of tarp pulls this year. Has pulled about 12 in a week as his pitch is fouled off for strike two. As Dan Helody is next to me telling me I need to get off the broadcast, he is on his way back. He'll be coming in probably after this inning or this at bat, but he is back from the dunk tank. He looks kind of dry, so I think he needs to go back. Might have taken a shower. His hair kind of smells clean. Looks like he put some cologne on as this pitch is in there for a ball. 2-1 the count here to Arenamo. So our bat boy down there doing double duty is we have one bat boy tonight. Got to run all over the place collecting bats for everybody. Veloza's been dealing here tonight. The 2-1 pitch is on the way. In there for a strike. Arenamo does not like it. Thought it was a bit high. But I'll be a little biased and say, nah, that pitch was right there. As somebody that went to umpire school twice, it's definitely not easy back there. Won't say it's terribly hard, but it's definitely not easy by any means. 2-2 pitches away, moving the count to 3-2. Umpire behind the plate tonight is kind of on double duty. He had to finish out last night's game after our plate umpire took a ball to the mask and had to leave for safety purposes, but he is doing all right from what I have heard as the 3-2 pitch is in there for ball four. Leadoff man is aboard. Just throws the stuff over to the bad boy. Trots his way down to first base. Those will be working into a little bit of trouble here. We got one out here in the top of the eighth inning. Taden Hall up to bat. Left-hander against the right-hander here. Veloz gets his sign, comes set, deals, pitches low and away for ball one. It's the first time we've seen Veloz struggle a little bit here since he's come into the game. He's been pretty efficient all game. Started off with Paulette tonight, who pitched a phenomenal game. Had some help from his center fielder in the first inning to keep the donut on the board as Veloz picks off over there and he just gets back in there safely. Great play by Ryan McCarthy out there to turn a double play. Sack fly turned into no sacks going on in there. Great, amazing play as it looks like Andujar is headed down to the bullpen as this pitch is down and in. Veloz wanted that call. 2-0 here to Hall. Looks like Andujar is down there getting loose. Can always tell when he runs out there with his blonde hair sticking out of the back of his hat. As this pitch is down and bounces over Calvin Harris. Looks like it might have gone over his shin guard. Goes over the backstop and into the stands. Not often you see that happen at a baseball game. Runner will advance to second on that. Appears they may have gotten a little crossed up there. Veloz checks his card in his hat there and kind of looks back at him to make sure they're on the same page. So a little bit of trouble here with one out on the top of the eighth inning. 3-0 count to Taden Hall. Runner on second base. 3-0 pitch is in there for a strike. 3-1 the count. And Duhar is another one of the guys that likes to come up and say hi and mess with me a little bit and check to see how well my Spanish is, as do all the Latin players with me having a Hispanic wife. Makes for some good times, some good conversations on the long, grueling season as this pitch is driven out to left field and foul into the picnic area. And looks like it made its way down into the ground chop. Some of the kids look like they'll be screaming down there, seeing if they find any of my guys. Try to get themselves a souvenir. Lowe's has worked himself back from a 3-0 count. It's now 3-2 here. Taden Hall looking to do something and see if he can get the Mudcats on the board. 3-2 pitch is away. That's going to be a walk. 6 pitch walk there. Calvin Harris is going to go out to the mound, have a chat with Veloz, try to settle him down. Like I said, this is his, as Blake Hickman makes his way out to the mound. First inning of trouble here for Manuel.
Bottom of the eighth inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. Good to be back on the broadcast. Dan Lodi bringing you all the action. Bottom of the eighth inning forward as we get back to tonight's Saturday evening showdown between the Mudcats and the Ballers. Chris Lanzelli, Jordan Sprinkle, and Ryan Galini do up. Bottom of the eighth inning, Jefferson Figueroa's third inning of work. First pitch is hacked and a missed. 0-1 is your count on a Chris Lanzelli. On the night, 1-for-3 for Lanzelli with a strikeout earlier tonight. As the Ballers leading at the moment 3-0, a fifth inning. Jacob Gonzalez, solo homer, his first professional home run delivered. As this one is on the outside corner, it's a called strike 2-0-2 on a Chris Lanzelli. Going to get a few innings down in the dunk tank. Definitely cooled me off a little bit. And I feel a little more fresh and ready to go for the rest of tonight's game. Of course, it's going to be a fun rest of the night. Starry night. The 2023 iteration for the Ballers and the Mudcats. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark, 0-2 to Lanzelli is given a ride into high and right center field. Trailing is Ryan McCarthy. The center fielder in Mercado is the right fielder in Castillo makes the grab. It is the first out. Due up now for the bat for the Kannapolis Cannonballers is Jordan Sprinkle. So a fly out into right for Chris Lanzelli. Jordan Sprinkle is going to stand in. He's now 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts. Stepping in is Figueroa. First pitch, this one's lined down the line in right hooking foul. Count is 0-1 on Jordan Sprinkle. In the dunk tank, down the first base side was open a little bit. And myself, I was in it for about three innings or so. Was planning to be at two, but it got such a long line. 0-1, this one's Scott in a high, shallow left field. Trailing after it are both the shortstop and the third baseman, but it is Barrios that makes the grab for the out. A P6 for Jordan Sprinkle. He is now 0-for-4 on the night. He's now 0-for-18 since the end of Tuesday's game. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and tonight, over the course of 4 days, is 0-for-18. Ryan Galani is going to stand in out. 0-for-3 with a strikeout in what's been a pitcher's duel in tonight's matchup. Peyton Paul at 3 2/3 shutout innings. Manuel Veloz at 4 1/3 has been sharp with no runs and no hits allowed. Just two walks as this one is in there to Ryan Galani, an 0-1 count. As Jefferson Figueroa returns 2 2/3 so far for Figueroa. Three walks, one strikeout for the Ronnie in his second appearance of the week for the Carolina Mudcats. So one pitch delivered by the Ronnie. Galani lands this one sharply down the line and left hooking foul. 0-1 moves to 0-2 now on the first baseman, Ryan Galani. Yonaker Bettencourt awaits on deck. Bottom eight, 0-2 count, two outs. There is an arm warming for Kannapolis. It is Billy Seidel, the Ballers closer, who will enter more than likely in the top of the ninth inning and try to hand Kannapolis a victory here tonight. 0-2. Low and outside. Figueroa's breaking ball is not swung at by Galani. It's a 1-2 count. Again, thanks to Tim Siegel, our head groundskeeper, for keeping the broadcast going in the middle innings tonight. As I was out in the dunk tank, an annual tradition for Starry Night. 1-2 pitch. Low and outside. 1-2 becomes 2-2 as Galani trying to get on base for the first time tonight. Ballers leading 3-0. They're out hitting Carolina 5-2. Calvin Harris with a multi-hit game 2-for-4 with an RBI. 2-2 from Figueroa. This one's weakly tapped foul by Galani and keep the count at 2-2. On the first baseman for the Ballers in Ryan Galani. Yonaker Bencourt awaiting on deck and out in the bullpen warming is the closer in Billy Seidel. Just two hits on the board for Carolina, one for Tayton Hall and one for Jose Cibrian. It's been a quiet night, 2-2. This one's living a ride into right field. Coming in is Castillo. Going to have to charge in, but he'll make the grab of the out. And just like that, a 1-2-3 inning for Jefferson Figueroa here in this bottom of the eighth inning. So, Ballers are three outs away from victory. Billy Seidel's going to come in and try to shut the door on the Carolina Mudcats. That's going to send us into a break here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Pleasure to have you join us as the Ballers lead 3-0. We're going to shut out the Mudcats in what's been a pitcher's duel.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Well, the Ballers are three outs away from taking their third victory on the week. Billy Seidel on the bump will offer his first pitch of the night at 2. Luis Castillo, it is a bit low. 1-0 is your count on the Mudcats. Right fielder Castillo, Cibrian, and Jasavina do up as Billy Seidel takes over on the mound. The 6-foot, 220-pound, 23-year-old from Wellesley, Massachusetts will offer his 1-0 inside corner to Luis Castillo. It is 1-1. Castillo, Cibrian, and Avina, the final hope for the Mudcats tonight. As it's a 1-1 count with nobody out. Top nine, Seidel sends on the mound. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a little tapper foul by Castillo. Stays alive. Count is 1-2. Castillo's 0-3. As only two Mudcats have a base hit tonight. One for Tayden Hall. And the other one is on deck. It's Jose Cibrian. Seidel, the righty on the mound. Carolina League leader in saves with 12 on the year. And this is his Carolina League leading 41st game of 2023. 1-2 pitch. This one's grounded towards short. Gonzalez with a routine play. He'll flip and fire to first in time for the out. And there's your first out of the top of the ninth inning. Castillo is retired. Jose Cibrian will stand in now with nobody on base and one down. Again, it would be a combo of Paulette, Veloz, and Seidel. Should the righty from Duke hold on to shut out the Mudcats and only allow two hits in what's been a pretty quiet game tonight. Two runs in the third inning from Calvin Harris on an RBI. And then a Jacob Gonzalez solo homer in the fifth for his first professional home run. First pitch to Cibrian in there for a called strike. It is 0-1 on Cibrian. Seidel looking for his 13th save of 2023. This will be his 13th save if he holds on. This one is a bit outside. Owen, the one becomes 1-1. Again, post-game, starry night. Our 2023 iteration of the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation's honoring night. 1-1. This one is up and inside to Cibrian. Count will run to 2-1. As soon as the game is done, we're going to give you the fastest recap of tonight's game known to man. And then I got to head down, and me and the rest of the front office are all going to get together and join the field for Starry Night. 2-1. Tap towards third. Sprinkle will backhand and set his feet across the field. He goes for the out. A 5-3 ground out. That's two. The Carolina Mudcats seem to be sputtering late. And that is good news for the Ballers as it's two outs and nobody on base for Jace Avina, the left fielder and the Reno, Nevada native. Avina's 0-2 tonight with a walk. He did walk back in the fourth, so his on-base streak continues now at six games in a row for Jace Avina, who had a home run earlier this week. Avina will stand in against Seidel. He did Seidel back on Thursday. Tossed one inning and one walk. He's 5-3 now on the year. Pinch delivered to Avina. Is a bit inside, a 1-0 count. Top of the ninth inning. Yeah, the dunk tank was a lot of fun, but combined with a quick game, and I was in it longer than I thought. Feels like this game has immediately flown by. 1-0 pitch inside to Avina. Count will run to 2-0. My family's here tonight, and they definitely had some goes at the dunk tank, as did my girlfriend, Miss Lauren. Oh, definitely put me in the tank a few too many times. 2-0 is grounded foul. 2-1 is your count. Good to have the family here, of course, loved ones. Always good to have Miss Lauren down. from East Raleigh area. Closest minor league team to her is the Carolina Mudcats, about 30 minutes away. 2-1 count, two outs. Seidel on the mound will come set, deep breath, pitch delivered. Fastball just a bit low and outside, 3-1. Jay Savina is keeping a close eye on it. Ballers and Mudcats locked in a pitcher's duel tonight. Ballers up 3-0, and they are two strikes away from shutting out the Mudcats. 3-1. Swung on, lifted in the air, right field. This one's hit well. Drake Logan backtracking. He will see it hit off the base of the wall. That'll be extra bases for Jay Savina. Headed to second and stopping there on a stand-up double is Jay Savina. He has just the third hit of the night for the Mudcats. And don't count Carolina out quite yet as Gregory Barrios is going to stand in with now a runner on second and two down. And Barrios is going to stand in 0-3 on the night. Not a huge strikeout night for the Ballers. Manuel Veloz actually went 4 1/3 and didn't strike out a soul. Peyton Paulette had all of the strikeouts at 3 2/3 innings. Four strikeouts, but he did walk four. Paulette with a solid night, though he did shut out the Carolina Mudcats. First pitch to Barrios is in there on a called strike, 0-1 on the Mudcats shortstop, Gregory Barrios. Logan Henderson will get the loss tonight, should results hold. And Manuel Veloz will get the victory with Paulette not going the minimum five for a starter to get the win. 0-1 from Seidel. Tap toward third, foul though. And now the Mudcats down to their final strike on this Saturday evening at Atrium Health Ballpark at a game that has absolutely flown by. Don't leave Seidel and the Ballers holding on here, trying to clinch the victory. O-2 count with two outs. Seidel's pitch popped up in shallow center. Backtracking Camilleni, and Gonzalez will call them off, make the grab, and that's all she wrote. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win 3-0 in one of the fastest games we've seen in a while. 2 hours and 16 minutes. This game is complete, and the Ballers shut out the Carolina Mudcats tonight. They pick up two RBI in that third inning from a barrage of offense for Kannapolis. A Mario Camilleni sack fly, and then a Calvin Harris RBI single, and then Jacob Gonzalez with a solo homer, his first homer as a Kannapolis Cannonballer, and that's all for the offensive side. Carolina didn't put up anything on offense. Three hits total. The only extra base hit of the night for the Mudcats was Jace Avina. He did have that double in the ninth inning. Kannapolis putting up some offense. Just five hits, though, and that's all on the night for the Ballers. They do get a couple of clutch hits when needed. Calvin Harris, a multi-hit game, 2-for-4, does lead the way. And three RBIs, Camilleni, Gonzalez, and Harris all get runs driven in. Time of the game was quick, 2 hours and 15 minutes, 4,700-plus Ballers fans packing Atrium Health Ballpark for a wonderful night here in Kannapolis. Well, that is all for tonight, as we're going to now say goodnight. We'll see tomorrow, 1 o'clock first pitch between the Ballers and the Mudcats. Still going to see who goes for Kannapolis. Will Childers, the righty, will get the start for the Carolina Mudcats. Dan Lodi up here in the press box saying thanks for tuning in. Be sure to pop on it to MILB.TV if you can and check out our Starry Night ceremonies here in Kannapolis. We are not by any means done on it this evening. We will see you tomorrow. I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast. Ballers winning, baby. Ballers win 3-0 over the Carolina Mudcats. We hope you had a great night. Enjoy the Starry Night festivities. And we will see you tomorrow, 1 o'clock, first pitch. Have a great one, everyone.